In 2021 and 2022, 4,578 people lost their lives in British Columbia in incidents described as suspected illicit drug toxicity. When research company and Glacier Media recently asked the province's residents about the current state of affairs, there is near unanimity on the seriousness of the situation, dismay at the performance of elected officials and majority support for wide-ranging solutions. Just over 3 in 5 British Columbians, 61%, describe the situation related to the use of prescription and non-prescription opioid drugs in their community as a major problem. More than 1 in 4, 27%, consider it a minor problem. For just 6%, up 1 point, the issue represents no problem at all. By a 10-to-1 margin, British Columbians look at this as an issue that definitely merits the attention of elected officials. Dissatisfaction is highest with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian federal government, with 56% of the province's residents rating their work to come up with solutions to deal with the use of prescription and non-prescription opioid drugs in their community as bad, or very bad. More than 2 in 5 of the province's residents also think their Member of Parliament, 48%, mayors and councils, 44%, Premier David Eby and the provincial government, 45%, and their member of the Legislative Assembly, 43%, have done a bad, or very bad, job dealing with this matter. What is intriguing about the reaction of the public is that British Columbians aged 55 and over are decidedly more dissatisfied with politicians than their younger counterparts. Trudeau and the federal government, for instance, score a paltry 20% on managing this file well, compared to 29% among those aged 35 to 54 and 39% among those aged 18 to 34. The province's oldest adults are not experiencing this crisis in the same fashion as their two younger cohorts. More than a third of British Columbians, 36%, told us they personally know someone, a family member, a friend or a coworker, who has used prescription or non-prescription opioid drugs in the last year. While this includes 58% of those aged 18 to 34, the proportions drop to 36% among those aged 35 to 54 and to 23% among those aged 55 and over. 1 in 5 British Columbians, 20%, know someone who died after using prescription and non-prescription opioid drugs in their community, a proportion that rises to 25% in both northern BC and southern BC and to 27% in the Fraser Valley. The notion of illicit drug toxicity being a purely Metro Vancouver problem is no longer valid. When it comes to possible solutions, more than two-thirds of British Columbians endorse 3 different ideas: creating more spaces for drug rehabilitation, 81%, launching more education and awareness campaigns about drug use, 76%, and reducing the prescription of opioids by medical professionals, 69%. Majorities also believe it is time to do 2 other things: establishing safe supply programs where alternatives to opioids can be prescribed by health professionals, 63%, and setting up more harm reduction strategies, such as legal supervised injection sites, 58%. The safe supply argument resonates across all age groups and garners the backing of majorities of British Columbians who voted for the BC Green Party, 73%. The BC New Democratic Party, NDP, 68%, and the BC Liberals, 55%, in the 2020 election. Another possible action, the decriminalization of all drugs for personal use, remains more contentious, with the support of 40% of British Columbians. On this issue, the age gap is staggering. More than half of those aged 18 to 34, 55%, favor complete decriminalization, compared to 45% among those aged 35 to 54 and just 29% of those aged 55 and over. It is clear that British Columbians do not think a one-size-fits-all plan to deal with the use of prescription and non-prescription opioid drugs in their community will work. While decriminalization is not particularly welcomed, majorities think there is room for both safe supply, harm reduction, rehabilitation and information in any major policy that tackles this crisis. If any other product, legally acquired or not, was responsible for 6 deaths every day in British Columbia, decisive action would be taken swiftly. Politicians would be wise to consider a holistic approach if they really want to tackle this issue. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from May 17 to May 19, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.